Hey, welcome back to 7 Minute Books. I am Sam. Today we're talking about Charles Handy's The View from 90 and Sophie. Have you ever caught yourself dreading old age?
Oh, constantly. But this book made me rethink that dread. Handy writes from 90, and he's not afraid to say that getting old is actually a distinct stage of life with its own gifts.
Gifts, huh? That's not how we usually talk about it. We treat aging as a decline from youth. Handy says that's a disservice to everyone.
Yeah, because it turns elderly people into problems to manage. He argues they're sources of wisdom, not burdens. And that shift in framing changes everything.
The core of his argument is that death gives life meaning. If we lived forever, nothing would matter much. There'd always be more time.
Right. Finitude forces us to choose. And at 90, Handy has watched friends pass and seen his own body slow. He calls that natural, not tragic.
The real tragedy, he says, is refusing to accept it. That's a hard pill to swallow, but he makes it feel almost liberating.
Then he goes after our productivity obsession. We measure human worth by output. That works in a career, but it becomes a prison when you can't produce anymore.
And that's why so many retirees feel worthless. He says we need a framework based on being, not doing. Just existing with dignity is valuable.
Exactly. The elderly can teach us about presence, about relationships, about reflection. We rush past that in our 20s.
He also critiques healthcare. We extend life at all costs, but we don't ask if those extra years are meaningful. He wants an honest conversation about a good death.
And he's tough on retirement communities. They isolate people from society. He wants older people integrated, still contributing in whatever ways they can.
That makes total sense. But is he all critique? Because you mentioned gifts, and I want the positive side.
Oh, he's incredibly optimistic. He talks about staying curious, learning, talking with younger people. Purpose in old age might be mentoring or volunteering, or just bearing witness to change.
So the key is having something that gets you out of bed. I love that. Even at 90, you can find meaning in small structures.
He also takes on legacy. The desire to be remembered is natural, but it can be a trap. Most of us will be forgotten in a few generations.
And he thinks that's fine. What matters is whether we made a difference in the lives around us. It's not about a building or a fortune.
So the real legacy is love and kindness. The values we pass on, the example we set. And telling our stories to the next generation is part of that.
Every old person is a historian, a bridge between past and future. That's beautiful.
He gets into time speeding up as you age. A year feels shorter because it's a smaller fraction of your life. So he says be intentional, but not frantic.
You've earned the right to be selfish with your hours at 90. Spend them on joy and meaning, not obligation.
He's honest about regret too. He admits he has regrets, but the key is acceptance. Regret is resistance to reality.
So how do you move past it? You forgive yourself, make amends where you can, and let go of grudges.
He has this great image. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. The only one suffering is you.
That's so vivid. I'm going to remember that one. What about relationships? He married for a long time, right?
Yes, his wife was central to his life. Losing her was his greatest challenge. But he insists loneliness isn't inevitable. You reach out, you accept help, you stay open.
The quality of relationships is the single biggest factor in a happy old age. That's a strong claim, but I believe it.
Then he moves to death itself. He doesn't pretend it's easy. But the goal of old age isn't to avoid death, it's to prepare for it.
Live each day as if it were your last, but not morbidly. It's about being present and grateful.
He ends with hope, and it's a hard-won hope. He's seen success and failure, love and loss, and still says life is good.
That's earned, not naive. Have you found yourself thinking about your own life differently since reading it?
Totally. It made me ask what I'm actually trying to accomplish and whether I'm chasing things that won't matter in 50 years.
The legacy point got me too. I want to be remembered, but for what? Handy says the desire itself can be egoism.
So the real work is showing love and kindness now, not curating a reputation for later. That's humbling.
Okay, so if someone only has a minute, what's the one thing to take from this book?
The view from 90 is different, but it's not less valuable. Aging is not decline. It's a new perspective that lets you see what really mattered all along.
Yes, and maybe that perspective is available earlier if we choose to look. I'm going to try to borrow some of that 90-year-old clarity today.
And if you want to borrow more from Handy and thousands of other voices, the 7-Minute Books app has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, plus infographics on many of them. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
For me, the takeaway is simple. Most of what we worry about is small. What matters is how we treat people and how present we are.
And that's the gift of this book. It reminds us to live with grace, dignity, and a little more warmth. We'll see you in the next one.